student athletes from the graduating class of 1972 at Stevens Point Area Senior High have finally been recognized for their participation in high school athletics. The students from that class graduated just 2 months before Title IX was signed into law. That happened June 23, 1972. Graduating class from May of 72. The Title IX prohibits sex-based discrimination at any federally funded educational institution. And female athletes from that graduating class back in 72 have now received their chenille letter S patches and certificates in honor of their participation, making them lettered varsity as student athletes from 50 years ago. Our guests, Sue Gast and Mary Rozicki, are two of those female athletes from the graduating class of 1972. Sue and Mary, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Also joining us today, their former high school coach, Judy Jancourt. Judy, thanks for being here.
You bet.
So I'll start with you, Sue Gast. Take us back to your senior year in 1972. It's your first graduating class of Stevens Point Area Senior High. What sports were you playing, and what was it like to try to play them?
Well, it was interesting. When we first started playing sports, especially girls' sports back then, in our sophomore year, it took us till our junior year to actually play boys' rules in basketball. There were actually girls' rules in basketball. And when we advanced to the boys' rules, we thought we were pretty big stuff then. But playing the sports, we never had like really organized team sports where you'd get on a bus and travel to like Wisconsin Rapids or something and play against other teams. It was more like a play date.
Yeah. And was it hard to get that date? I mean, was court time easy to find?
Well, most of the problem was trying to get the practices.
Yeah.
We always had to work around the boys' schedules just to get time to practice, whether it was early in the morning or later in the evening. That was the problem.
So now you are a lettered varsity student athlete 50 years later at the reunion earlier this year. And Mary, tell us a little bit about why this was important for you.
It was recognition that had been previously ignored. We were working just as hard at sports as the boys, but we got no recognition for being female athletes. So it was long overdue and a wonderful, wonderful surprise.
Yeah. Yeah,
Judy said surprise, yeah, to pull this all together and present those letters to our friends, our fellow athletes, and most importantly, to our coach.
Judy Jancourt, you tell us a little bit about what it was like to be an adult in the room here trying to help these women, young girls, find ways to compete and play.
Well, back when they were in school, trust me, it was very, very difficult to set up any type of organized sports like basketball and volleyball. They were not recognized by the state. So therefore, they were useless as far as the school is concerned. We managed to put together some play days. Sue recognized the fact that we started with girls basketball rules and finally went into boys. And I myself, in my time, I played six different kinds of girls basketball. So I knew how they felt about this. And I was so happy to be involved with helping out with getting the letters to the girls. That was far, far overdue.
Far, far overdue. And Sue Gast, what did Judy's leadership mean to you?
Well, she was an inspiration. She made it fun. She showed us, she was a great coach, great teacher, great mentor. She inspired us. She encouraged us. You know, it was keep going. She treated it like a sport. She didn't treat it like, you know, like a play day, you know, like we're just going to sit here and just toss the ball around or something. She made it a competitive training. She was really good. She always has been.
Mary Rozicki, were you paying attention to when Title IX passed later that year in 1972 after you'd graduated high school and what it could potentially mean for future student athletes?
Honestly, no.
Mm-hmm.
No. Because we've been ignored for so long that it wasn't I just didn't know about it. I just didn't know about it till later.
And it really didn't take effect.
Right.
Until later.
Yeah. Yeah. So, until after we were out of high school.
Well, then when did you begin to see yourself as part of that push towards equity in Wisconsin and high school athletics?
Help us out, Judy.
Well, I was very aware of Title IX.
Okay.
And I pushed for our conference. Our conference was very male dominated and their sports were very important. And for example, after Title IX, I came up with a situation or a solution to having sports at our field house every Friday night. And I had a whole plan laid out. I worked very hard on it and I presented it to our conference ADs, and they laughed me out the door. So that's just one of the things that happened, and that was after Title IX.
And Judy, you would go on to become, if I'm not mistaken, assistant athletic director at Stevens Point Area Senior High in the 80s and 90s, correct?
That's correct.
And just for some reference here, when Title IX was signed into law, the year before Title IX was signed into law, there were, and these numbers come from the Stevens Point Journal, 4,300 high school girls competing athletically. Now, these days in Wisconsin, there are more than 3.5 million. Sue Gass, do you think there's still work to be done to create better equality for female athletes?
Definitely. Definitely. If you look at training facilities, if you look at attendance, if you look at promotions, if you look at coaching, the parity that you have with the salaries for coaches, female coaches versus male coaches, there's a lot of work left to be done. But the wide variety of sports that are available to female athletes now, you look at hockey, soccer, boxing, wrestling, things that you never, or football, mm-hmm. things that you never thought women would be involved in, has evolved.
And Mary Rosicki, if there were a high school girl listening who find themselves frustrated with the access to participation in athletics, with just equity in the school system, what would you say to them?
Don't give up. Find a way. Figure it out.
Yeah.
Find a mentor. Find an older student. Find somebody that can help you realize your dreams.
And do you think, would this have happened for both you and Sue if Judy Janquart had not been there at Stevens Point Area Senior High?
Absolutely not. Judy is so instrumental in moving women's sports forward in our part of, you know, Wisconsin, central Wisconsin. She was a leader, a mentor, a visionary. You know, she helped us completely. And my girls benefited by it because they both played sports at Spash.
So, Judy, as the visionary here, where do you see female sports going from here? What's next? Where's the fight for equity take us?
You can't give up. We've come a long way. And it's been wonderful, but we have so far to go when it's all equal. And that's important, so important to us, especially to our women athletes today.
But when Mary talks about her daughters, it's important for tomorrow too.
Oh, it is. And it's so wonderful that her girls are playing. And that's thanks to Mary and her background. And she played hard. And she passed that along to her kids. And I think it's just wonderful.
Well,
now we're passing on to our granddaughters. We're watching them have the opportunities. I have a 6-year-old granddaughter, and this is her second year participating in a volleyball camp at UW Eau Claire. So her second year. There was no such thing when we were growing up. There were no club teams, or we didn't have practices like the girls practice now, and the traveling that they get to do, and just having a uniform. We didn't have any of that.
I want to congratulate all three of you and thank you all for joining us this afternoon. Truly a celebration. Thank you all.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks for having us.
That's Sue Gast and Mary Rosicki and Judy Janquart from Stevens Point Area Senior High. And they took a look at their lettering for their varsity letters that they received at their 50-year high school reunion.